At Husker Harvest Days, we are in the Nebraska Association of Resources District's building, and we are going to talk with Ron Bishop, General Manager of the Central Platte NRD. Well, Ron, you've got several things that you're talking about here, but one of those is a proposed plan to convert the irrigation system managed by Central Nebraska Public Power and Irrigation District to a groundwater recharge system. So tell me about that and how this kind of all developed.
Well, this all developed. Kent Miller, who is the manager of the Twin Platte Natural Resource District at North Platte, and I have both been working with our local irrigation districts, trying to make them more a conjunctive management type projects and in that way free up some water to the Platte River, because there's tremendous demands for water back in the river. The NRDs and the state of Nebraska are required to get things back into a balance in those areas that have been designated over appropriated, and the whole Platte Basin from Elm Creek on upstream to the Colorado and Wyoming borders has been designated as over appropriated. So we've got a tremendous demand for water there to get it back into balance. There's also a demand through the Platte River program, the program that Nebraska, Wyoming, and Colorado signed on to with the federal government for endangered species and habitat. And so there's additional demands through that project. And so we've been working with local irrigation districts, and we thought, well, if it works for the local ones, what if we tried to do something with the largest project we got in the state, which is the Central Nebraska Public Power and Irrigation District project. They irrigate about 110,000 acres or so with Platte River water. They store it in McConaughey and then run it down the river from there clear down to the Minden and Holdridge area to supply irrigation in that area. And so we hired a consultant to do an evaluation of what could be done with that project to not only continue to supply irrigation water down there for those farmers in that project, but to perhaps free up some water to flow down the Platte River. And so that consulting firm did a study, and they came up with a number of recommendations. Recommendations to hold McConaughey at a level of 800,000 to 1.2 million, which would be more friendly to recreation interests, and also give some room for flood control, like we had big flows coming down the river last year. There'd be room in McConaughey then to hold more of those flood flows, and they wouldn't have to just flow on down and out of the state. But that was one of the proposals. The other proposal was to convert their irrigation supply, their surface water irrigation supply, over to a groundwater recharge type project. And that would free up then some of the water that was lost to the system through evaporation and other uses. It would free up water to go down the river and enhance the flows that would help the Platte River program and the wildlife that the state has agreed to meet demands there. But it would also then enhance the flows for communities on down the river that have got to well fields. City of Kearney, City of Grand Island, the City of Columbus and Fremont and Omaha and Lincoln all have well fields that rely partially or totally on Platte River flows. And for example, this year down in Lincoln, they had to go to restrictions on use, regulation of use, because of low flows in the Platte and a threat to their well field on the Platte River down by Ashland. So all of those things would be enhanced by additional flows that could be freed up by that conversion of the project over to a recharge instead of a water supply project.
Okay, so what's this going to mean to the irrigators then?
It'll mean that they'll have one supply of water instead of two, but it'll be a more reliable supply because they can go out and throw the switch and the water is there. And the recharge then will assure that the groundwater aquifer is recharged so that they always have the supply there from groundwater. We won't need to dry up a single acre of irrigated land over there. They can all still be irrigated as they have been in the past. But that more reliable supply will be from groundwater, where currently, in more recent years, they've had a limited supply of surface water because of the drought. First, we had the drought that started in 2001 or so and ran for 6 or 8 years there. And then this past year, we had another drought. Now, they didn't run out of water last year, didn't have to limit supplies of surface water last year, but they certainly drafted on McConaughey quite a bit. Little inflow and a lot of outflow from McConaughey, and so if we have another drought here next year, it's going to really tighten up the surface water supplies. There were several years during the drought of the 2000s that they only had about a half a supply of water for their irrigators over there as far as surface supply. So many of them fell back on groundwater. Many of them have groundwater wells, and they fell back on the groundwater for their irrigation supply. And that's what we're proposing, that they just convert over to instead of 75% of them using it part of the time, 100% of it using it all the time.
And there'll be some new wells that'll have to be drilled? Or?
Yeah, they're about 75% of the land is already served by groundwater as well as the surface water. So that other 25% of the irrigated area would have to have some new wells. And there'd be about 450 of them required to make sure that every acre was still irrigated.